this week's video, I am going to teach you the exact process I use to steal keywords and to steal traffic from some of my competitors. My name is Tim Stoddard. Thank you so much for watching. Let's get started. Some quick context. This is the website I'm going to be focusing on. This is my agency. As we've gotten bigger and generated more clients over the last 3 or 4 years, it's been more and more difficult for me to actually SEO my own website. And so a big priority for me in 2024 is to kick ass on my own personal SEO. I'm saying this because you have to know exactly what it is that I'm going for. We're an SEO agency, a lead generation agency that specializes in working with behavioral healthcare clients. So mostly that's addiction treatment centers or mental health facilities, eating disorder facilities, anything in the behavioral healthcare space. So this is the site that I'm trying to rank. This right here is the particular website that we're going to try to take their keywords for. There's a very small boutique agency, and they specialize so specifically on the drug rehab space that they have a real stranglehold on some of these drug rehab marketing keywords, and we're going to take them. So I will show you the exact process that I use. The first step is to identify keywords that are worth going after. Identify keywords that are worth stealing. So I use SEMrush for this tool. You don't even need to use a tool. You can just use Google search and figure it out. You can use Ahrefs. I like SEMrush. So I put drugrehab.agency. This is the agency that we're trying to steal their keywords. And I simply go on top organic keywords. So here I will get a list of the keywords that the competitor is ranking for. So let's find one that makes sense, huh? Okay, I found a good one. There's the keyword drug rehab leads. It has a pretty low search volume. It's 40, but this is a very, very valuable keyword because the clients that I would generate from this particular keyword are so lucrative. And then if I click on this little button right here, I can see the actual page. So what are they doing with this page? The title tag just says addiction leads dash addiction calls dash rehab calls. The H1 says rehab leads made simple. The slug says rehab lead generation. Okay, so we've identified a keyword that we want to try to steal. What do we do next? Okay, the second step is to find which page on our website currently ranks for this keyword, if any. The reason you do this is because sometimes it's a lot easier to take a current page that you have and re-optimize it, make some structural changes, maybe change the URL, and do it that way, as opposed to starting all the way from the very beginning and creating a new piece of content. So you do that by going to site:// When you do this, basically you're telling Google to do a Google search only for your website. So I'm basically searching Google for this particular keyword, but I'm telling Google only do it within this website. And the keyword was drug rehab leads. So we're going to hit enter. Okay, so then this is telling me that out of all of the pages on my website, this page right here is ranking number one for drug rehab leads for this keyword. So now we're going to take a look at this page and we're going to make some comparisons. Step number three is we're going to compare what my page is doing to what the competitor's page is doing. So if I see here, if I look, it appears to me like my page is a lot more comprehensive. But what I'm seeing is that their page is much more to the point, where my page is like a higher level, more broad lead generation page that doesn't necessarily specify drug rehab leads. And I can see that because my URL just says lead generation. You know, I have rehab lead generation in the title tag, but that's not the most valuable keyword. The most valuable keyword that we discovered through our research is actually drug rehab leads. And their page is much more optimized for drug rehab leads, especially you can see in the URL rehab lead generation. Okay, so how do we make this comparison? Well, I always use Google Sheets, and I have some other keywords here that you can look at. Obviously, drug rehab leads is the first one that we're doing. So I highly recommend you use this format. This makes it very, very easy to systematically go through the keywords. So in the first column, you have the keyword. In the second column, we have the URL that the competitor is ranking for, and where do they rank? I'll show you how to discover this in a second. And then in D, we have my URL. So this is the URL that I am ranking for for that particular keyword. Remember, we discovered that by going to site colon, inserting the URL, and then typing in the keyword, and then where we rank, and then the search volume. So we made the comparison. Up next, I have to teach you how to get this data, where they rank, where we rank. So you can very easily just search the keyword on Google and scroll through. You know, obviously this isn't perfect because I'm not incognito and it's going to have my previous search data. Nonetheless, you can get some ideas. So you can see the drug rehab agency ranks number 2 right here. And if I were to scroll all the way through, I would get to the third page or so and I would see, okay, right here. This is the page that I'm ranking for and it's ranking number 20. There's a much easier way to do this. If you don't have the money to pay for SEMrush, then you can use the way that I just showed you. However, the best way to do it is to type in the actual keyword in SEMrush, and then you get this SERP analysis. So it's a lot easier to view all of the search results through this little analysis than it is to scroll through Google. So obviously you can see that the competitor's website is number 2, and my website in SEMrush's SERP analysis is going to be number 25. So if we go back to that spreadsheet where they rank number 2, where we rank 25. So now we have all the information we need. We know where they are, we know what they're doing, we know what we are, we know what we're doing. So what's the next step? Well, obviously the next step is to re-optimize and rewrite the content. So I don't have this content written yet, but it will be the case that this is going to be rewritten into just a standard blog post, and I am going to change the slug, the URL, to staziinternetmarketing.com/drug-rehab-leads. Why am I doing that? Because that's the very specific keyword that we've already targeted, has the highest search volume. I didn't show you the research, but other variations of this keyword have like 20 and sometimes so little search volume that it doesn't register. And so we've discovered that this is the keyword with the highest search volume. Once I write the content, I optimize it. I still absolutely recommend that you use Yoast SEO. I've done a ton of case studies about this. Of course, Google says you don't have to over-optimize your content, and I don't recommend over-optimizing it, but following those Yoast SEO best practices still absolutely give you a much higher percentage and a much higher likelihood to rank for the particular keyword. So that means I'm going to optimize my title tag, my H1 tag for the keyword. It means I'm going to use the keyword in the content. So that's how I do it. So once this page is written, I've done basically all that I can do outside of generating more links to this page. However, there is still one more step. The last and fifth step is to redirect your old content to the new content. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's imagine that this page is done. It's written, it's published, it's perfectly optimized. I have a page on this URL for drug rehab leads. Well, in that circumstance, this old page is actually going to hurt me because now I have two pages that are both kind of sort of ranking for rehab lead generation. And this one is like a lot more vague and this one is a lot more specific. So this is the one that I want. Well, I don't want to have those two pages there. And so what do I do? Well, I'm logged into the back end of my WordPress. I'll click this edit page button. Move this out of the way. I would also want to keep this URL. So I keep another page here. Now watch, I'm going to move this to the trash. Okay, so that page is now deleted. Up next, I go to Tools. This is a plugin just called Redirection. And I would add a new redirect. So this is the old URL. Oops. This is the old URL. And this right here, we're going to include the slash. This is the new URL. So I'm not actually going to click this button because I'm not ready to. I still need this page to be live until this page is published. But that's it. If you want to go one step further, you can do that same search that we did. This is a process that I have to do on Copyblogger a lot because I have just so much content on that page or on that site. So it could be the case that, oops, excuse me, that you have even more pages that are all trying to rank. This might be one that I would also redirect. I have this little tool right here, and I can see that this page gets zero traffic. So this isn't doing anything for me. And so it's probably the case that once the main page, the new page, the drug rehab leads page is written, that I would also redirect this page to the new one. Once you do that, my process is I go here and then I fill this in green so that I know it's completed, and then I move to the next one. That's it. That's my process. I've followed this process for three or four different of my own sites and companies now. It's very effective. It's very simple. The point is, don't overcomplicate it. A lot of people think that you want to rank for as many keywords as possible. I disagree. In all the websites I've built that have been really successful through SEO, it's because I got more and more specific each time. Remember, the riches are in the niches. So the more specific you can get with your website, the better. And that's why when you are stealing keywords from your competitors, you want to steal from websites that are also specific. And then as you redirect your old content, you want to redirect vague, generic content to specific content. I hope that helps. If you have any questions, please leave the questions in the comments. I answer everyone. Please like, please subscribe. I appreciate you watching, and we'll talk to you next week. See you later.